Hi, I'm Amy Wall.
And I'm Charlie Perry.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare, but we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated with all the conflicting advice and looking the glowiest we can. So, we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Hey guys. I'm starting.
So, am I guys or am I Charles?
I'm saying hello to everybody.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
It's Nicole.
Hey guys, it's Nicole.
Oh my god. That is such a good impression.
Hey guys, Nicole.
Hey guys, it's Nicole.
It's Nicole.
Why are you so good at replicating these things? What was the other thing that you replicated? Oh, got him. These nuts.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, hello.
Right, hey. So we're wanting to push out a little bit. You know, we want you to hear more of us throughout the week. So we've come up.
Because we love the sound of our own voices.
We want you to listen to us. So we have come up with a little cheeky idea of just getting headlines and tearing them to pieces.
Yeah.
And you will honestly not believe the headline. These are all in the skincare world, by the way, not just anything.
Yeah.
You will not believe the headline I have found.
Yeah, well, for basically, this. Like, the idea, just quickly going back, is like stuff that's not really going to fit into our episodes, is it? But it needs more than a bit of a highlight on Instagram.
Yeah, because it's absolutely fucking ridiculous.
So for one example we really wanted to do but never actually really got round to it was the triangle of death.
Oh,
do you remember
my
the Daily Mail reported
God,
that
yeah.
if you popped a spot between your nose and, like, just either side of your chin, you'd die.
Yeah, like, oh God, it's going to get into your brain, you're going to die, you're going to have a tumour.
I mean, I've got a bloody rash creeping in on my triangle zone.
You're dying.
The triangle of death.
You should start writing, you will.
I know. Well, can you please come? Like, this is only going to be like a super quick episode. You've probably already seen that scene as so.
Yeah, if you just want a few little lols are. Wherever you are, then please listen, because I honestly cannot believe my eyes. So, The Guardian.
This is what makes me sad. The Guardian is like my favourite, well, my newspaper of choice. I feel like it speaks to me sometimes.
Do you want to know the headline?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Right. Let this sink in. Does the foreskin facial mark the end of the world? Kate Beckinsale
so many problems with that.
Is the latest celebrity to try the treatment, which uses a serum derived from babies, circumcised penises. Has anti-aging finally gone too far?
Yes, it fucking has.
Babies. Babies' foreskins.
Right.
Why are people even thinking of extracting juices from that?
Juices?
Well, that's what it says.
Right. I've got a few problems with this. But FYI, I actually have a degree in journalism. So this is fucking clickbait city. First of all, does the foreskin facial mark the end of the world? Foreskin facial, number one problem. Second of all, why would it mark the end of the world?
Like, I think it's just the end of society because it's just ridiculous.
It's just horrendous. Kate Beckinsale, I mean, wasn't she snogging Jack Whitehall a few weeks ago? Also according to these, well, actually, that was just the Daily Mail.
But no, but he's now got baby foreskin all over his
face. I know! He doesn't even know. I feel sorry for the lad.
I've actually just read here, it's a serum cloned from circumcised foreskin.
I told
South
you it was
Korean
clickbait
babies.
Central. That's fucking horrible.
But still!
Can I, like, you sent me this link and I didn't really want to read it because I wanted to discuss it on here, but I've just seen that there's a fucking 2-year waiting list. You're basically waiting for a baby in Korea, South Korea, to be circumcised so that you can rub the juice on your face.
Hideous. Right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure some men pay money for that.
Yeah, to do it, yeah. Yeah. I'm not enjoying this. Right. So, let me explain to you what it is.
Yeah, let's go through this a little bit more.
Epidermal growth factor, EGF serum, is derived from the progenitor cells of the human fibroblast taken from the foreskins of newborn babies. Mm. What does it do? Glad you asked. It helps to generate collagen and elastin, which can help boost the radiance of your face. It also smells exactly like sperm.
Oh, my God.
Honestly.
Do you remember those bushes that they used to put around school that used to smell like cum?
How did you know what cum smelt like in school?
I never really made the connection.
I hope your mum listens to this.
Fuck!
Amanda, you got to have some words.
Well, no, all the boys used to say, oh God, it's the cum bush. And I'd be like, why is it that? That's fucking horrible. Like, that smells really bad. There's me as a 12-year-old, like, ew, what does that mean?
What is cum?
Why would somebody want to rub that on their face?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God. And then it says, well, sign me up. Wait, there's more. For the serum to take hold, a beauty therapist must first microneedle you.
Bye.
So they're basically creating mini holes in your face to put penis into it.
What, just little penises in your face?
Oh, my God. It costs £500.
Ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. Did her followers agree? So she actually posted this.
Well, apparently she's thrilled with the procedure.
I thought this was like one of those shitty claims where it's like, oh, blah, blah, users, blah, blah. You know, like when it's, you know, what's her name? That no. Like clean, hoovers out a vagina. Gwyneth Paltrow. I thought it was one of those shitty headlines.
She's thrilled with the treatment. She recently captioned a close-up of her pristine face. And then she said, after a long flight, I do like to lie down and be covered in a mask of liquefied cloned foreskins. Frankly, who doesn't?
And then I've literally got the post. It says, thank you, Georgia Louise SK, for an amazing facial. I especially liked you reassuring me it would be light on penis as it was my first time. This has got to be a joke. Like, what's the general tone of voice of her Instagram post?
I don't know who she is, I'm afraid.
You don't know who Kate Beckinsale is?
No.
We have a small problem.
Apparently, right. Sandra Bullock is also a fan of the foreskin facial.
Stop. Well, the thing is, I think her general tone of voice on Instagram is a joke. Like, I've just seen that picture that the Daily Mail circulated saying Jack Whitehall was hiding behind the curtains. Can you see, like, the curtains behind her are a bit skewed? And the caption is, don't even attempt to fuck with me. I've just correctly diagnosed a family member with a double sty and I'm suddenly getting a lot of texts about chickens.
So she's quite random, then?
I think she's high.
But this whole article is absolutely blowing my mind.
I mean, I think it's vile. Like, let's...
The thing that worries me the most...
Can we read through the comments?
Yeah, but I just quickly say, the thing that worries me the most is who thought of this? Who thought that this would be a good idea and who thought of babies' foreskins in using them in skincare?
This is like something from Sword and Scale.
It is.
And
it literally is.
None of you have listened to Sword and Scale and you're like a true crime... Whack that on and you'll never be
true
the same
crime,
person
Charlie.
Ever again.
You're selling Sword and Scale as a true crime.
It is true crime.
But it's a bit more than true crime.
It's true horror.
It's true disgust.
It's everything.
But it's really good.
It's so
pleasure.
Good, but they like talk about eating babies on that. I know she's not eating babies, just want to clarify right now that I'm not saying
we're
going to
get sued.
Fuck. I'm not saying that Kate Beckinsale eats babies. However, Heather Dying Manifest commented saying, you are Kate, 100% nasty. I bet you are a paedophile too and probably like adrenochrome too. Evolve or die!
How do you see the comment?
Oh my God! I'm just on the actual Instagram post. Somebody commented, Tharn 1980, this is the poshest description of Bukkake I've ever heard in my life. Oh my God, some of these are great.
I bet she's just had a really rough night and thought, oh, my skin feels nice. Let's make this into an actual procedure and make people pay for it.
Don't think many vegans are going to be going for this one, are they? It's pretty disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself. What the fuck is liquefied clone foreskins? Is another one. How can you even look at yourself? You are disgusting. I used to like you. Absolutely gorgeous.
I used to like
disgusting.
You.
Disgusting. Who doesn't? Anyone who believes in human rights and bodily autonomy. Cloned is great if the original donor consented, but it's usually infants mutilated for vanity. Oh, I think this might be a joke, you know. Are they free-range foreskins? I hate to think we are encouraging the factory foreskin industry.
Which post is it that she's done it? Is it the second one?
Yeah, it's just like a little selfie, like a really bad selfie.
Where? Which one?
I imagine in your downtime you can be spotted in a trench coat and a fake moustache loitering anxiously and hopefully in front of the threshold of a brie. Oh my God.
Oh. I'm on it now as well. So disappointing and disgusting. I've always been a fan, but not now. Shame on you, sicko.
Jesus Christ, these are so funny. Well, somebody commented saying, honestly, the joke goes over my head, but you look terrific. Like, I think this is a joke, but the fact that The Guardian have picked up on it and written a bloody 1,000-word essay about the whole thing is just even better.
Someone's going off it. Imagine if men had mutilated bits of newborn girls' skin made into bits to rub on their beards in order to make them look better. Our society would not tolerate that one bit, yet she and the other woman get passes. Why?
Oh my God. I've just read the bottom of that article as well, and it says, you're only as old as the heart. Well, sorry, I'll start that again. It says, like, all, basically the article is, there's different like headlines, like, I'll hate myself for this, but can you explain foreskin facial? What does it do? Well, sign me up. I don't know what that is. Seriously, where do I sign? Did her followers agree? I mean, she probably had worse reviews for some of the Underworld films. And then at the end it says, do say, EGF therapy is a must-have treatment of 2018. Don't say, you're only as old as the harvested baby foreskins you wipe across your face in an attempt to stave off signs of your inevitable death. Fucking hell. This is actually ridiculous. So funny. I mean, if you will link to the article in the notes, show notes of this, like in the little information box, but please do get in touch and let us know what you think, because this is actually a complete hoot.
Someone's commented, people like you ought to be gassed. People are getting really,
God,
really sensitive about this one. I think it is a joke, to be honest. But the fact that, like you said, there's an article about it, it's just a bit...
It's just a bit ridiculous.
Oh my God. I give the wife an amazing facial too, foreskin and all. She's never quite as happy as you seem to be about it though.
Oh my God. Oh, of course the Sun have picked up on it. The Daily Mail have picked up on it.
Have they?
Yeah. I mean, oh my God.
What?
I've just found an article from April 2018. I went to a skin clinic to get a baby skin foreskin facial.
Is it
from
real?
Mellmagazine.com. Okay, so it says, it starts off, but there was surprisingly little actual baby foreskin in it. Why? This is the thing. If there's no baby foreskin in it, don't fucking
say don't
that
call
there
it
is,
a baby foreskin.
Disgusting. Yeah. Like, that's actually disgusting.
Yeah. Mom, I'm just going to go for a baby foreskin facial. Call
oh
it a facial.
My God. It's just awful.
Hideous.
I mean, I really, you know what, I'll link to this article as well, but I'm not going to sit here and read it while we're doing this. It's just horrendous.
Not a fan, to be honest. But I thought it was worth a good little lol talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a good laugh. It's a nice little surprise for you lovely subscribers and listeners as well, hey?
So if, don't even know what to say, to be honest.
No,
how do we sum
I'm
that
a bit
up?
Scarred. On next week's episode, Soaring Scale.
Listener discretion is advised. You can tell we've listened to too much.
A man's foreskin and not a baby's.
Ooh.
Oh, it just reminds me of I'm a Celeb. You know when they have to eat like a kangaroo's foreskin?
Oh yeah, don't.
Like mushing that up and rubbing it on your face. It's like a bush took a trial. You paid 500 quid for it.
Fuck that.
Absolutely. Do one. You couldn't pay me for that. Actually. No, my morals are too good. You couldn't.
You definitely could. 100% could.
It depends how much you'd pay me.
You're 12 years old and you had a bush in school called the cum bush.
Everybody had a cum bush at school.
Oh, this is getting too
hard. I know, I think we should go now. Right, well, there you go.
Cum bush. That is absolutely vile.
Stop it, right.
You're a disgusting human being.
Now we've had this conversation.
Right, yeah. So if any of you guys see any articles you'd like us to unpick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Please do send
us send them in.
Stupidest articles. At first, we were going to do ones that like kind of just complete bullshit, like the Triangle of Death. I think we should start looking into more ridiculous things like this.
Yeah.
Just do a quick 10-minute on it.
Funny, isn't it?
Quick 10 minutes on foreskins, eh? Bet you weren't expecting that from me Monday night.
Love it. No, I wasn't really.
Well, Ames, can't wait for the next minisode.
Yeah, same. I wonder what we'll unpick next time.
Yeah. Unpick. Bye.
Bye, guys.